Democrats' rage as $15 minimum wage effort fails, despicable, unacceptable. By Hannah Blow on March 5, 2021. Several prominent Democrats expressed disappointment and frustration after several Democrats joined Republicans in the Senate in rejecting Senator Bernie Sanders' IVT effort to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. While the Senate parliamentarian ruled that the $15 minimum wage hike could not be included in the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief measure, Sanders, as well as his far-left allies, attempted to pave the way to make the hike a reality. Seven Democrats, as well as an independent who caucuses with the Democrats, joined Republicans in rejecting the effort on Friday. Those include Senators Joe Manchin, DWV, John Tester, DeMount, Jean Shaheen, DNH, Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, Maggie Hassan, DNH, Chris Coons, DITA, Tom Carper, DITA, and Angus King, IME. There is not one state in our country where you can make ends meet on the current federal minimum wage. Not one. How quickly would Congress raise the minimum wage if they were forced to live on $7.25 an hour? Sanders asked Friday afternoon. Outrageous. I voted this AM to include Senator Sanders' amendment to raise the minimum wage to $15 by 2025. It didn't succeed, but the fight for 15 continues, Senator John Ossoff, DGA, said. It is despicable and unacceptable that there is not unanimous support among Democrats in Congress for a $15 minimum wage, Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, remarked as other Democrat lawmakers and pundits expressed similar sentiments across social media. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, a champion of raising the minimum wage, said last week that a $15 wage is actually a deep, deep compromise for Democrats. Any person who thinks that a $15 minimum wage is the crazy socialist agenda is living in a dystopian capitalist nightmare. And we should not prop that up. We should not continue that, she said during an appearance on the Mehdi Hassan show. Because when you take the minimum wage from several decades ago and you actually account for inflation and productivity gains to today, it should be $24 an hour, she added.